أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما يقال لك إلا ما قد قيل للرسل من قبلك إن ربك لذو مغفرة وذو عقاب أليم. ولو جعلناه قرآنا أعجميا لقالوا لولا فصلت آياته أعجمي وعربي قل هو للذين آمنوا هدى وشفاء والذين لا يؤمنون في آذانهم وقر وهو عليهم عمى أولئك ينادون من مكان بعيد. ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فاختلف فيه ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك لقضي بينهم وإنهم لفي شك منه مريب. من عمل صالحا فلنفسه ومن أساء فعليها وما ربك بظلام للعبيد. إليه يرد علم الساعة وما تخرج من ثمرات من أكمامها وما تحمل من أنثى ولا تضع إلا بعلمه. ويوم يناديهم أين شركائي قالوا آذناك ما منا من شهيد. وظل عنهم ما كانوا يدعون من قبل وظنوا ما لهم من محيص. Nothing is said to you but that which was said to the Rasuls before you, and your Rabb is full of forgiveness but grievous in punishment. The criticisms that are hurled from disbelievers and opposition should not hurt you, should not affect you in any way, because this is the system that was followed by the Rasuls previously as well. They had to go through the same what you are going through. وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا أَعْجَمِيًا. Another demand from the kuffar was, why isn't the Qur'an in a non-Arabic language? Or at least some sections should have been in a non-Arabic language. So Allah Ta'ala says, even if we had to send down the Qur'an in a non-Arabic language, then too they would have asked, why aren't its verses explained clearly? And they would have said, a book that is non-Arabic and an Arab Nabi, then too the criticisms wouldn't have ended. They have made it, have taken it upon themselves just to criticize, just to find faults. So no matter what you will do, but they will find some problem, some criticism, something to her abuse. So don't be concerned about them. Say, this Quran is a guidance and a healing for those who believe. Those that wish to see the truth, they will see the truth therein. And it's a healing as well. If they are sincere, they are clear-minded, open-hearted, then it will show them its effect. The Qur'an is both a healing for spiritual ailments as well as for physical ailments. Therefore, it is the consensus of ulama that the most effective thing is the recitation of the Qur'an Sharif in the healing of sicknesses and illnesses. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ فِي آذَانِهِمْ. And those who do not believe, then in their ears is a deafness and a blindness in their eyes. So don't be concerned about them. They have become deaf to the Qur'an. They will not listen. They will not pay attention. So it is to their own loss and own peril. They are being called from a far distance. Though they will not pay attention, like it's a far cry. And they don't seem to be understanding the message. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ. and we had bestowed Musa alayhi salam divine scriptures, and differences arose therein as well. Like, there are those that accept you and those that reject. There was a similar fat pattern that was followed by Musa alayhi salam. And had it not been for the word that had passed by your Rabb, that they are to be given some type of respite. So if this decision had not been taken by Allah Ta'ala, that they must be given some respite, then the decision would have been taken between them immediately. Adab would have fallen and sentence would have passed immediately. But it is the plan and the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala that He grants respite for that person that wishes to think, to reflect. And these people will remain in doubt, a doubt that leaves them very much uneasy. Whoever does any good, then he does it for his own gain. Whoever does any evil, then it is to his own loss. And your Rabb is not at all unjust towards his servants. When they are reminded about the day of Qiyamah, then they ask, when is this to come? So, إِلَيْهِ يُرَدُّ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. To him alone is referred the knowledge of Qiyamah. The knowledge of Qiyamah, nobody has it, not the closest of Anbiya, not the highest ranking of the Awliya, not the nearest of the Malaika, nobody has the detailed knowledge of the occurrence of Qiyamah. So to him alone is referred the knowledge of Qiyamah. And his knowledge comprehends everything, it covers everything. There isn't a thing that is not covered in his knowledge. مَا تَخْرُجُ مِنْ ثَمَرَاتٍ مِنْ أَكْمَامِهَا. No fruit comes out from its sheath, nor does a female conceive something in her womb, nor does she bring out her young. But by his knowledge, everything happens and it is calculated, it is known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ. And the day when he will call out to them, and then will he ask the polytheist, where are those partners of mine that you used to claim? Then will they say, we assure you, we tell you, O our Rabb, there is not one of us that is able to bear witness upon this. We don't have any witnesses for this. And then those gods that they used to call will disappear, leaving them in the lurch. And wazannu, and then will they be convinced that there is no way to escape. Mankind, in his nature, he is so ungrateful that only when he wants something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes on asking. He doesn't get tired asking for good. Wealth that he's got, prosperity that he has, the luxury and comfort that he enjoys, he goes on asking only for good. And if any trouble touches him, then he is full of despair and lost all hopes. Just a little trouble comes his side, then he loses all hope, he is lost in despair. And if we give him some mercy from, we bestow him with some mercy from ourselves, after adversity had touched him, then he is sure to say that this is due to me. I don't imagine that there is going to be a thing like Qiyamah. And if I were to be returned to my Rabb, then in his presence, there will be a lot of good stored up for me. Then will we let know the unbelievers, will inform the unbelievers of the truth of their doings, and will give them a taste of an unrelenting severe punishment. And when we bestow mankind with some of our favors, then he turns away and he distances himself on his side. But if any trouble touches him, then he is full of prolonged prayers and du'as. So this is mankind, this is his very nature. He longs for good all the time. And if any trouble touches him, then he is sure to cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with prolonged prayers. This is the very essence of mankind. So he is just as though an opportunist, like how we say, he's just using you. So this is the relationship that he has with Allah Ta'ala. It is not a relationship of loyalty, love and respect. Rather, just for convenience, and he is in a problem, then he turns to Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, then he's forgotten the relationship that he's supposed to be having with Allah Ta'ala. قُلَ رَأَيْتُ مِنْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Say, if this is truly from Allah Ta'ala, yet you reject it, then who is more stray than the person that he is in a distant opposition? It is from Allah Ta'ala, you can see it is from Allah Ta'ala, yet you go on rejecting, not accepting, then isn't there anything more foolish than this? سَنُرِيمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ. We will show them our signs, our qudrat, in the furthest regions of the earth, and within themselves they will see our qudrat and our signs, until it is clear, and the truth becomes absolutely clear for them. The far reaching effect of the Qur'an, of the word of Allah Ta'ala, of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is felt even more intense within your minds and within the soul. The heart is touched with the word of Allah Ta'ala, with the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. The effect that it has is so marvelous. Apart from the effect it has, the effect it has in the furthest regions of the earth, people at large, the effect that it has upon them, and one is what it does to your own mind, how it affects you, how it envelops you. أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِي بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. Is it not enough for your Rabb that He is a witness over all things? Behold, they are in a doubt concerning the meeting of their Rabb, and behold, Allah Ta'ala encompasses all things.